Hello and welcome to the AI Daily, where we dive into the intricate world of artificial intelligence, bringing you the latest and most pivotal news stories. I'm your host, R. Sarah.
And I'm R. John, ready to explore some of the most thought-provoking developments in AI alongside Sarah. Today, we've got some significant news items that are bound to stir up some fascinating conversations.
Absolutely, John. Our first news item today takes us into the realm of national security and AI. A recently commissioned US government report has raised alarms about the urgent and growing risks that frontier AI development poses to national security, comparing its destabilizing potential to the introduction of nuclear weapons.
That's a hefty comparison, Sarah. The report goes as far as suggesting that in the worst-case scenario, we could be looking at extinction-level threats to the human species. It's a wake-up call for the US to move quickly and decisively to mitigate these risks, especially with AGI, artificial general intelligence, potentially on the horizon within the next 5 years.
Exactly, John. And what's particularly striking is the report's set of recommendations, which include, among other measures, making it illegal to train AI models with excessive computing power. The idea is to establish a new federal AI agency to set and regulate these thresholds, essentially putting a brake on how fast and how far AI development can go.
It's a bold strategy, Sarah, aiming to moderate the race dynamics between AI developers. But it's not without its controversies. Some see it as a radical shake-up of the AI industry, potentially stifling innovation. Others, however, argue that the existential risks of unbridled AI development necessitate such measures.
The dynamic between speed and safety seems to be at the heart of this discussion. Many in the AI field are driven by a move-fast-and-break-things philosophy, but the stakes may be too high for such an approach when it comes to advanced AI. The report suggests that current techniques may lead to advanced AI systems that could be uncontrollable and potentially adversarial to humans.
Switching gears, our second news item focuses on an intriguing yet concerning study concerning AI chatbots. Despite efforts to instill anti-racism training, a study has found that large language models like OpenAI's GPT-4 continue to exhibit racist stereotypes.
Indeed, John. Researchers from the Allen Institute for AI, Stanford University, and the University of Chicago pinpointed this issue by examining the chatbot's responses to texts modeled after African American English and Standard American English. The results were disheartening, with AI suggesting negative stereotypes about authors of African American English texts.
It highlights a persistent challenge in AI development. Despite advancements and efforts to correct biases, deeply ingrained stereotypes remain hard to eradicate. The research suggests that larger models, in particular, tend to show more negative bias, indicating that the problem may be getting worse, not better, as AI evolves.
And this isn't just an issue of fairness or morality. It's also about the utility and reliability of AI in diverse societies. If AI can't treat all users and their languages equally, it undermines the trust and broad applicability of these technologies.
Absolutely, Sarah. As AI becomes more entrenched in our lives, the imperative to root out these biases only grows stronger. It's a complex challenge, but one that we can't afford to ignore.
To wrap up, today's discussions underscore the multifaceted challenges facing AI development, from existential threats to persistent biases. It's a reminder of the careful balancing act between innovation and safety, speed, and equity.
And with that, we invite you to share your thoughts. How should we navigate these complex issues? Engage with us on social media or our website. We're eager to hear from you.
Until next time, keep an open mind and stay curious. This is the AI Daily, signing off.